AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Huge crowds lined Windsor's Long Walk and Queen Elizabeth's coffin arrived for a committal service.
The Dean of Windsor says, "We've come together to commit into the hands of God the soul of his servant, Queen Elizabeth."
Here in St. George's Chapel, where she so often worshipped, we are bound to call to mind someone whose uncomplicated yet profound Christian faith bore so much fruit.
During the service, the Queen was separated from her crown jewels. The imperial state crown, the orb and scepter, removed from their place on her coffin by the crown jeweller. They will ultimately be returned to the Tower of London, but stay for now with the Dean, who placed them carefully on the altar. Charles de Ledesma, London.
At her funeral at Westminster Abbey, Archbishop Justin Welby, Archbishop of Canterbury, says the Queen's influence will live on.
All who follow the Queen's example and inspiration of trust and faith in God can with her say, "We will meet again."
Ahead of the service, a bell tolled 96 times, once a minute for every year of Elizabeth's life. Mark Frericks, an American contractor held hostage in Afghanistan for more than 2 years by the Taliban, has been released in exchange for a convicted Taliban drug lord jailed in the United States. Frericks' father, Art, spoke to the AP.
"Well, the family was notified this morning from President Biden."
Art Frericks says his son will be taken to a hospital to be checked out. Mark Frericks was abducted in January of 2020. The exchange is one of the most significant prisoner swaps to take place under the Biden administration. This is AP News. Hurricane Fiona knocked out the power grid in Puerto Rico.
City workers in Loíza drove through neighborhoods telling residents to evacuate.
"Es momento de desalojar y mover."
Hurricane Fiona unleashed floods and landslides in Puerto Rico, where the governor says the damage is catastrophic, and authorities say the storm is still expected to unleash torrential rains across Puerto Rico today, possibly dumping some 30 inches in the eastern and southern regions. The National Weather Service in San Juan says flooding has reached historic levels. I'm Donna Warder.
A major storm that battered western Alaska over the weekend churned toward northern California after bringing early season snow to the mountains and dropping rain that helped firefighters increase their containment of a huge wildfire north of Sacramento. Snow and ice in the eastern Sierra Nevada led officials to close State Route 108 high up in the Sonora Pass. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.